You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters on SAFM.
Going back to that big money story of the day, earlier today when the Monetary Policy Committee meeting decided to leave the repo rate unchanged at 3.5%, the governor of the Reserve Bank, Lesetša Kganyago, also spoke for the first time about the potential effects of the riots on the economy. If you missed it, let's listen in to what he had to say.
Recent unrest and economic damage could have lasting effects on investor confidence and job creation. We estimate the unrest to have fully negated the better growth results from the first quarter, resulting in an unchanged estimate of 4.2% for growth in 2021. The direct and indirect costs of recent events will likely further slow South Africa's economic recovery.
Right, let's discuss that further with Johan Els, economist at Old Mutual. Johan, good evening. You are, sir, one of the most optimistic economists I do know in South Africa presently about the growth forecast for the economy this year. Having heard what the governor has just said, has that optimism been taken down a notch, or are you still the most optimistic economist I know in South Africa, sir?
I don't know about that. Hi, good evening. I still expect fairly strong growth this year. I've adjusted it back from 5.5 to 5%, which I suppose is still one of the most optimistic forecasts for this year. And yes, there will be an impact on the economy from what has happened, from direct impact, but also indirectly through, I suppose, confidence that would have gotten a hit. But as you know, there will be rebuilding, there will be restocking, and maybe very little overall impact in terms of the medium-term outlook. So this year, yeah, maybe some short-term impact. But you know what? The thing is that all the positives that you and I have talked about before, the structural issues in South Africa, the independent judiciary, the independent central bank, conservative policymaking, very sophisticated financial sector, and I can go on. All of that's still in place, and that hasn't gone away. And investors will look through the noise and back to the positives. So, yeah, I still believe that the economy is on a recovery path, especially in the medium term, better growth than what we've become used to over the last 5 or 6 years.
What also hasn't gone away, Johan, is load shedding. On a hectically cold day for the country, we are experiencing yet more load shedding that we have unfortunately had to become accustomed to. And this is, by most thoughts and forecasts, not good for growth.
No, absolutely correct. Again, though, we're moving in the right direction. So if we look forward, then medium-term growth should be better because the Eskom maintenance issue has been addressed already. They're busy maintaining, hopefully better, their plants. So we're on a positive trajectory going forward. It's not as if we haven't started with maintenance. The same with when people tell me, but yeah, our vaccination pace is very slow and it started so long after other countries and we're running behind. Yes, that's all true. But if we look forward, the rate of change is improving. It's not as if we haven't started at all. So again, trying to look through the noise and look towards the future, especially in terms of the medium-term growth outlook, then at least we're not heading backwards. We're heading towards an improvement in all of those.
So what also could be moving forward, according to the Reserve Bank, is the rate of interest rates. The governor did guide that as from the fourth quarter this year, is that September, October or so, we could start seeing interest rates going up, and then they would go up and up until about December next year. I mean, is this in line with your forecasts, and what is this dependent on in your view?
Yeah, no, absolutely. At some point, the Reserve Bank will have to start normalizing interest rates. But just a note of caution, that was the forecast of the quarterly projection model. So the Reserve Bank's econometric model that suggests rates should start going up from the fourth quarter of this year, and then 25 basis points per quarter, as you say, throughout the end of next year. But the Reserve Bank also warns clearly that they're not always following exactly what that model predicts. So, but roughly in line with that, I expect rates to also start going up, but I only expect that to happen from early next year onwards. But of course, the Reserve Bank warns us, not only are they not following that exactly, but it's data dependent. But to answer your question, from next year onwards, but then I expect it to be a slow and moderate upward path, because inflation is low, and then inflation expectations, and that's important, is anchored around the midpoint of the target range.
Johan, how worried are you about our rising or very high borrowing costs, which the governor also expressed his concern around? It seems like the bond or the 10-year bond in our market now are trading back at, you know, those pandemic highs, rather, when we did see the whole activity and volatility in the markets in around March. How worried are you about these borrowing costs, and what does this mean for a government's budget and its plans to try bring down borrowing costs?
Yes, we need to bring it down, of course, but to do that isn't an overnight process. We need to continue to reform the economy so that we can get higher economic growth, because in turn, higher economic growth will, of course, assist the state in keeping its budget deficit under control, assist them in terms of getting a stabilization in the debt-to-GDP ratio, and even get that ratio down. Those are all factors behind that borrowing cost, that bond yields that's high. To get them off, we need higher economic growth and continue to work hard on the fiscal space, getting the deficit and the debt ratios under control. But we've come some way. Fiscal risk has been reduced quite a bit since late last year, after the October medium-term budget policy statement. We had a great February budget, better growth, uplift in nominal GDP thanks to commodity prices, etc. All of that's helping us. And recent policy measures, policy reform, will continue to assist in getting that higher economic growth. But you're right, we need to get that off. We need to keep on working on that, because that remains a risk.
I mean, what stood out for me is what the governor said, to say that, you know, before the riots, the MPC had actually planned to revise their growth forecasts for South Africa higher than the 4.2% that they kept it at. Just really speaking to the impact that, you know, the riots had had in their thinking. What stood out for you, Johan, from today's MPC?
No, absolutely, that stood out. I would have loved to know what number they had in mind before keeping that unchanged. But what stood out for me is actually they're keeping unchanged their growth rates for next year and the year thereafter at 2.3% and 2.4% respectively, which is exactly where my numbers are. So even though they say they're worried about the impact of the unrest on investor sentiment, that actually means that they're not that worried, that they also think, as I believe, and we talked about earlier, that the fundamentals are still strong enough that if this was really a once-off and we can keep on going forward, then the medium-term growth hasn't been impacted by these events yet.
I hope you're right. I honestly do. And I think, as do, you know, all those South Africans who don't have jobs, all those South Africans who are living in this poverty line, and all those South Africans who are looking for a brighter future. But I will leave it there for now. Johan, thanks so much for your time. As always, Johan Els, economist at Old Mutual.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.